Cath. Warmest congratulations on getting the plea again. An incredible grand final with incredible speed, wasn't it?
It was a very entertaining match, highly competitive at the breakdowns. We saw some great work by the forwards, and we also saw some great expansive rugby in the back lines. So, yeah, entertaining game.
26-6 up the Pirates were after about 35 minutes. You thought, oh, we're going to be in for a long here day here for Walker in defence, but they really bounced back and really bounced back well when you sent Rico into the bin, but you had to go to the bin, and that's the price you pay if you're going to break the laws. But they bounced back and bounced back really well.
Yeah, they did. I think they came back, and I think it's like grand finals football. Anything can happen. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, when there's dangerous tackles, players have to go to the bin. That's the way it is. And, you know, and I think, you know, grand finals football, anything can happen. And as long as you keep your head in the game and you keep disciplined.
Yeah. Of course, also, you've had a fantastic year winning the Referee of the Year Award again over Jonesy and the like, but there's plenty chasing down your road. Chasing you down, including this new New Zealand character that's turned up to Gunnedah, but just improving and working hard on your game has given you great results, and that must be satisfying.
Yeah, it is. I really enjoy refereeing, and I enjoy improving each week. And, you know, if I work on my fitness and my game and my pitches in my head, that allows me to facilitate a really entertaining game, not just for the people watching, but for the players. They're the guys that turn up for training and do all the hard work. So I see them as the stars of the show. And I am just, you know, happy to work hard and be the best referee and facilitate the game as well as I can.
But you've also got to wrangle some of these players who like to cheat and like to do the wrong thing, and that's about stamping your authority on a game, not so much for the sake of you, but for the fact is the game, as we saw today, was just a fantastic game, because the game, both teams went for it. Pirates didn't take any penalty goals or anything. They went straight for the throat, and Walker, after a couple of early penalty goals, really got into it in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was some really interesting decisions were made there where they were going to, where they actually said that they wanted the try over the penalty. And, you know, I think that, you know, and that paid off for Walker on one occasion in particular. You know, I do think that's exciting football, and I think that's, you know, really, really wonderful. And, you know, I felt totally in control today. I really, really enjoyed the game thoroughly. I'm actually going to be looking forward to actually watching the DVD, so I can sit back as a spectator and watch the game. Sometimes as a referee, the game goes very quickly. But look, you know, I really enjoyed it, and I'm really pleased to hear that there's lots of people talking about the game and they're not talking about the referee. That's good.
Well, it's one of those things moving forward now. You've done a bit of the AON 7-a-side stuff there, down there in Launceston. You'll be looking forward to getting a piece of it in Sydney as well. How did you enjoy that, and how do you make the change between 15s and 7s? Because 7s is a bit like dragging yourself behind a car, while playing 15s now is a bit like a marathon.
Absolutely. They're two separate games of football. With the University 7s, I am involved in the team, but I am an AR, so I am looking to be the James Leckie of the team and running touch. And that's a very different role to refereeing. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure put on the ARs, and it's really, really important that, you know, especially at those sevens tournaments where there's a lot of state, they're very, very fast. We need to be a team of three out there. So I pride myself on being given the opportunity to do that. We've got some great young referees coming through the ranks. We've certainly seen some, you know, great refereeing in Tasmania, and looking, you know, over the next 2 to 3 years of bringing those girls up and putting them on the world circuit. You know, that University Sevens is sort of like a nursery for our young referees that will go on to the IRB circuit.